Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Cass with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Brisbane City Council had its big top raised yesterday as a crowd of colourful protesters attended a meeting dressed as clowns in an aim to mock the State of Parliament. Dozens of Brisbane residents donned wigs and face paint to sit in on the council gallery, overwhelming staffers and filling seats that often only house 4 to 5 journalists or ratepayers. While they may not have arrived in one mini, the carnival of protesters believed that the real clowns being sent into the hall were those councillors and elected officials. Organiser Tully Connor says the reason for the curious attraction was, quote, to bring awareness to the fact that Brisbane City Council often doesn't operate for its residents, and also we're here to show that even a gallery of clowns can behave better than our own elected officials.
In national news, a 7-fold surge in counterfeit cash was reported by the Australian Border Force in the first 6 weeks of the year, a stark increase when compared to the same period in 2025. The ABF Assistant Commissioner says that over $2.5 million worth of counterfeit money was detected since the start of January, most of it hailing from Asia, with incremental increases in the quality of some replicated security features being attributed to advances in 3D printing. The increase in counterfeiting is in line with rises around the world, and warnings have been put out that illegal tender may still be circulating without people realizing it, with some being labeled with the word props.
As the conflict in the Middle East continues without a foreseeable ending to the fighting, prices can be expected to surge beyond the recent shock oil numbers seen at the pump. The impact is expected toward anything made from petroleum-based materials like polyethylene, the world's most widely used plastic, as well as things like synthetic clothing, axle grease, bitumen, and packaging materials. Additionally, packing suppliers for agricultural products have begun sending force majeures, allowing the breakage of existing contracts to increase prices because of rising fuel costs. While experts are researching how to begin weaning off of oil products, the change will likely be costly and lengthy.
Farmers in regional Victoria are losing the fight against feral deer and rabbit populations that are disrupting biodiversity and agriculture in the area. The Victorian Farmers Federation, the Invasive Species Council, and Environment Victoria have joined together in focusing on pest control management, particularly in a push ahead of the Victorian election. The CSIRO has released numbers that point to the spread of invasive weeds, insects, and birds, putting more than 80% of native land-based species at risk. Government funding cuts to farming and pest control groups has seen a jump in wild populations of pest species that continue to damage and cause losses in the sector.
And in international news, the Trump cabinet's counterterrorism chief, Joe Kent, has resigned over the Iranian war and the United States' relationship with Israel. In a resignation letter posted on X on Tuesday, Kent wrote that he, quote, cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran, and that, quote, it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Further, Kent compared the current conflict to the Iraq war, stating that, quote, this was a lie and is the same tactic the Israelis used to draw us into the disastrous Iraq war that cost our nation the lives of thousands of our best men and women. We cannot make this mistake again. Trump responded by saying that after reading Kent's resignation, he, quote, realized it was a good thing that he was out because he said Iran was not a threat, end quote, and that people that don't think Iran is a threat, quote, are not smart people.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. You should come back tomorrow morning because we'll have some more. In the meantime, you should go find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.